David Jones has been the director of the North Carolina Zoo since 1994, more than half of the zoo's existence. Since that time, it's gone from being a relatively unknown regional zoo to having international recognition, especially in conservation. Jones, who is 71, is retiring this fall. We caught up with him in front of the polar bear exhibit, which he says illustrates how the zoo has kept current in the thinking on properly displaying animals.
This is the very typical 1995 edition. Wonderful pool. At that time, everybody thought polar bears spent pretty well all their time in water, and they don't. They spend most of their time on ice. They spend most of the time on a solid surface. So this exhibit reflects that. Now, you go around to the new exhibit, which is five times the size of this. They're linked, so the bear and Nuna can go between the two. That is, the focus there is land. It's land and opportunity and lots of things for that bear to do.
Large mammals, like polar bears, have been a passion for Jones since he was a boy. He grew up around animals in a farming family in North Wales, and it eventually led him to vet school.
And it just happened, fortuitously, in my final year at vet college, that the first full-time job at London Zoo's whipsnake came up. And that was how I launched into the zoo world.
It's a world that Jones says has changed dramatically since he started in the 60s. Back then, he says it was common for zookeepers to take care of several different animals. But nowadays, they're specialized. Someone who takes care of elephants isn't going to also take care of monkeys or tarantulas. Also, the keepers don't interact with their animals as much as he did early in his career.
I remember, for example, immobilizing a polar bear one day in its bedroom, in its night quarters. And the only place, this was a rather chubby, overweight polar bear, and the only way I could give it the reversal agent for the anesthetic was in a vein under its tongue.
Wow.
So then nothing happened, nothing happened. So there I was watching this bear, and I thought, well, I better just check whether it's waking up. So I tap it on the head, and all of a sudden it leaps up, and fortunately, of course, it starts, chasing me around the inside quarters, but fortunately it was relatively incoordinate, so I was able to, keep it open the door and get out quick.
I just want to point out, you're telling this story and you have a big smile on your face, you're almost laughing about it, but a bear was chasing you around its
quarters. Well, I mean, put it this way, I've never been in a situation that I would have said was potentially deadly. I mean, obviously one would, that was a measured situation.
Jones was recruited to come to the North Carolina Zoo by then-Governor Jim Hunt. Hunt wanted someone who could build the zoo's conservation programs. At the time, Jones headed one of the best-known animal conservation organizations in the world, the Zoological Society of London.
So what I was able to bring was actually the start of our overseas conservation program, in fact, our regional conservation programs, building up the education program, building up our network. So what has changed in that 20 years is that we've gone from being a relatively unknown regional zoo to being, particularly in certain subjects, animal welfare being one of them. I mean, we reinstated Kabul Zoo, worked with Baghdad, we founded quite a major welfare organization working in zoos all over the world now, as well as our big conservation program in both East and West Africa. So we've become pretty well known.
Jones is proud of that reputation, but he says there are some things he wished he could have gotten done while as director. Talks have been in the works for years to add another section of the zoo that would be dedicated to Asia, one that would focus on parts of South America. The funding just hasn't been there. But when the money does become available, Jones will be nearby to help as a volunteer.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm absolutely staying in Ashborough. And what will happen, of course, I will probably focus on behalf of the zoo on the international work and some of the stuff that I obviously have a specialist knowledge in. But I probably won't get paid for it, which is okay.
Jones' last day as director of the North Carolina Zoo is Monday. And we reached out to former Governor Jim Hunt, who brought David Jones to the North Carolina Zoo. Governor Hunt had this to say on Jones's retiring. David Jones has really put the North Carolina Zoo on the map. 40 years ago, when I was helping to establish the North Carolina Zoo, we could only hope that we would get a world-class director such as Dr. Jones. And thank goodness we found him, and he has led our zoo for all these years.